Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Good morning and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Podcast Show. Well, it's good to speak to you this morning, and welcome to the show if it's your first time listening to the show. Now, this week, as you may have heard, the main headline is that both Universal Studios and also Disney, and all really the main theme parks, have announced that they're going to be extending their closures. So it was kind of inevitable, really, but they've decided that after the 19th of April, it will be an extended closure, and present at the moment they're saying it's going to be for an unknown period. So they will probably be updating it every couple of weeks or so until they know for sure that things are going back to normal. But for everyone who is flying from Britain or who have just maybe returned from Orlando in the last month or so before all of this happened and all of the closures came into effect, it's pretty much been news that we knew was going to happen. It's unfortunate, but I suppose with the way things are, we have to make sure that the precautions are taken. And hopefully, maybe by about June, July time, things will be back up and running. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be a stampede, I think, to get into these theme parks, because I don't know about you, it's getting a bit crazy being stuck in the house all day. I mean, I'm quite fortunate here, we've got a small garden, but I know for a lot of people, they just desperately want to get out somewhere and get things done. So that's the main headline, is that everything is still closed. And there's been some amazing kind of eerie pictures and videos of Orlando and Disney World as it's so, so quiet. And people have taken drones and things like that and flown them over places to give you pictures of what it's like seeing nobody in these vast, huge theme parks, that everything has stopped. The rides have stopped. There's nobody there. It's a bit strange, isn't it? But I thought, let's talk about some of our adventures. And if you'd like to leave us a comment or send us an email, we have our new website up and running as well, which is hughhattrick.com, and it's all up there. You can buy a copy of my guide and you can leave comments and send me emails and I will reply to them. And if you would like a topic particularly discussed on the show, then let us know and we'll do our best to mention it in the show. And next week, I'm actually going to be talking to a chap called Faisal for I Travel For You, which is a major travel agent, and he is going to be talking about Orlando and the kind of things he's been doing, especially with the coronavirus, and also the deals and tips to help you get the best out of an Orlando holiday. So let's get on to our adventures. What's been your favourite adventure in Orlando? I have to admit, as soon as I jump in our hire car at Orlando International Airport, that's when you kind of know that you're truly on holiday and things start to get exciting. Have you ever even managed just to get lost trying to get out of the airport? I remember the first time I tried to do that, it was at night time and I didn't have a clue where I was going. All I knew was that it was somewhere near Kissimmee on the 192, and I'd seen a small video of the Google Maps and roughly where I was going, but honestly it was a miracle that we managed to find our house in the first place. And it was only once it was the next day and had daylight that I kind of got a better idea of where things were. But I also remember we were going to try and find lunch one day, and I saw a Denny's restaurant just off the 192. I can't quite remember exactly where it was, but we missed the turn. So I saw another kind of opening that went to a kind of back road. So we turned off on that and turned left again. And so we were kind of parallel with the Denny's. But I thought there would be a kind of back entrance to the Denny's from this kind of industrial road. But there wasn't anything at all. It was just simply a grass bank. And it went down and up and into the car park, into the Denny's. And the Denny's was quite quiet. And the thing is, we drove up and down trying to find another entrance, but there wasn't anything there. And the main road was really busy. So we ended up, we had this Hyundai Santa Fe hire car, and I thought, right, I'm just going to go across the grass. So I ended up driving straight over the grass, down the embankment, up the other side, and managed to get a space in the car park. But anyone who was in the restaurant, of course, would have seen this and thought, who's this coming along? So it must have been like something from The Simpsons as we all got out the car and got our lunch at Denny's.
If you're heading to Orlando this year, then you need Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's packed full of essential and crucial information to make sure you get the best from an Orlando holiday. You can get it on Kindle or iBooks, or have a copy posted out to you for just £5.50, including free delivery to UK residents. Visit hughhattrick.com now for your copy. Enjoy Orlando.
Now, my second little story was of my first adventure with my then-to-be wife. And we were just about to get engaged, and I took my wife to Orlando for a week way back in September 2009. And we were staying at the Rosen Inn. Now, I had been to America once before, just a year before, for the first time. So I had a little idea as to what it was like. So we arrived on this TUI flight, and it must have been about 8-9 o'clock at night, and we were absolutely starving. And I said, right, let's go and get something to eat. Now, we were just on International Drive, quite near the Rosen Centre. So we went on a little walk, and we found this diner. It was a kind of 50s throwback, you know, where they're not quite on roller skates delivering your food, but it was all kind of chrome, and it was actually quite nice. So we went in there, it was quite quiet. And I thought, I'll get a burger and things like that. And you can get a range of different types of kind of fast food hot dogs and burgers and things like that. And every time I ordered something, my order never came. And I think it's my wife, she had no problem in ordering her food, and she got exactly what she wanted. But when the waitress came up to me, she just obviously couldn't understand a word I was saying. And first of all, she never got me any food. And then when I said, you know, where are my burgers? She said, you never ordered any. And I was like, I think I did. And then so she went back, and she just refused to believe that she'd actually taken an order. Now, the funny thing is, my wife has a very strong Glasgow accent, and I'm the one who does radio and voiceovers. And I would have thought, surely she would have understood my English better than my wife's. But no, it wasn't to be. She basically couldn't understand a word I said. So eventually I did manage to get an order. But my wife found this very funny, is the fact that there I was, travelled 9 hours on a plane, absolutely starving. And I think we had some food on the plane, but it was a while ago. And she could get her food, no problem. And I was still waiting, trying to convince this lady, whoever, I think she was coming, she came from a different country and didn't understand English that well. And she just could not get a grip of what my order was. But I have to say, there were lots of really good, fun things that we do. I think the first time you go to Orlando, you want to kind of experience everything you can. And I remember we went up in a helicopter. I mean, in this wonderful tour. It was just along from the Rosen Centre. I think now it's the, what's they call it? Is it Holiday Inn? It's along International Drive. And you could get to see all these amazing, you know, the kind of flat buildings of Orlando, because nothing is particularly high except the Rosen Hotel itself and Conference Centre. All the other buildings are actually quite low. But you get to see the roller coasters and they go near Universal and all of that. And because obviously it was going at the time, everything was running, you got to see people actually on the roller coasters as we flew past, not too far away. And it was a great bird's eye view of what Orlando is like and all the kind of theme parks and just the excitement of the whole place. And of course, it's, you know, the sun is shining, it's warm. What more could you possibly want? But let me know of some of your adventures as well, because it would be great fun to share them. If you would love to give me one of your stories, I'll be more than happy to put it on a podcast for you. I'm sure our viewers and listeners would really love to hear them. Now, I was going to do a 2-week forecast, but with the way things are, I thought the last thing you want to hear of how nice the weather is in Orlando and you're stuck in the UK or somewhere else. So I thought I won't annoy you with doing our normal 2-week forecast. All I will say is that I think it's pretty warm as normal, and I know it's pretty cold here in Scotland. So if that makes you feel any better, if you're living somewhere else in the other part of the UK or from across Europe, hopefully the weather is a bit better and it's a bit warmer. But I'll round it up for this week. Remember, you can visit our new and revamped website, which is www.hughhattrick.com. And you can see our videos as well on the YouTube channel, which is under Hugh Hattrick. And also we've got a separate channel, which is Hattrick's Orlando Guide, which you can find on YouTube as well. But that's it for this week. Take care. Remember to stay safe, stay indoors whenever possible, and to make sure that your hands are washed all the time to try and avoid this horrendous bug. But hopefully it won't be too long before the doors of Orlando will be open again, and we'll be heading out all excited to see the incredible place that the Sunshine State is. Take care and bye for now.